question was asked in Halakha, do we make Shehiyanu on the mitzvah of Tefillin? Which means the first time you put on Tefillin, it's the first time you're fulfilling this mitzvah in your life, so maybe you should make a Shehiyanu. So there is a Tosefta in Perek Vav de Berachot, Kol ha-mitzvot mevarech alem shehigianu, ha-oseh lulav, ha-oseh tefillin na'atzmo, mevarech shehigianu, kishum manichan. So it sounds like, from the Tosefta, that when you put on the tefillin for the first time, you make shehigianu, mit shehiyanu. And that's the Sefer HaNokeach and Siman Shin Ayin Al, the Fumsom here, that ho'il hochiach mikan, dechol mitzvah she'adam oseh otah lirishona, mevarech shehiyanu. And that's what the Radbaz writes as well in his Teshuvah Siman He. He says it's not worse than buying kelim hadashim. When a person buys a new suit, a new garment, he's sameya. So tefillin certainly says anuchi elam latecha kemoseh shalal rav. And therefore he wants to say that you should make a shehiyanu at least on the first time. And that's really the sevara and the shita of many of the mefarshim. The Tosafot, however, in Menachot, Ayin He, has a different Sevara. He says that we only make Shehiyanu on mitzvot that come from time to time. However, a mitzvah, that once you start doing it, so you do it every single day, and therefore you don't go with a 30-day lapse without doing Tefillin, even though we might not wear Tefillin on Shabbatot and Yamim Tovim, but within 30 days we're always going to wear the Tefillin. So there was such a mitzvah that's a mitzvah to delete. You don't make a shehiyanu. When do you make shehiyanu? On a sukkah. It comes from time to time. So therefore, quote, if you go like that to Tosafot, so once you start tefillin, it doesn't end. Baruch Hashem. So therefore, that logic would say not to make a shehiyanu. Even though some want to argue and say, Adrabah, the first time a person puts on tefillin shouldn't be worse than a person who did a mitzvah sukkah for the first time. Because bottom line, this is his first time. That moment is coming to him for the first moment, so it could be he's happy. That's the way the Petach of Debir wants to say. The Yesh Tomar, the Kiman is filled with the Maran, the Berch Shechayim, Mitzvah Shibam is Man Nizman. It's like a lulav or a sukkah. But that is the Pam Nishonah Nami Barech. The Mitzvah Shekibar Kima Kama Pa'amim. A mitzvah like lulav, where you did many times in your life, and still when it comes around again, you make a new shehiyanu, certainly on tefillin, that it's the first time you're ever doing it, that you never did it. Certainly you should make a shehiyanu, kol shekein kishvan nekayim mitzvah hadashash, lo kima adan miyamav, vaday mevarech. Hagam shi mitzvah tedira. That's one side to say. That it shouldn't be worse than a mitzvah ba'al mitzvah for the first time. Or dilma, maybe only types of mitzvot that come from time to time, that nobody can fulfill these mitzvot, only on these specific times, so there's a habibut, there's a simcha. But a mitzvah that's around, maybe you didn't do it today, but the mitzvah's in the world. Such a mitzvah, which is a common mitzvah, could be even for the first time that it comes to the person, could be it doesn't warrant a shehiyanu. Or dilma ad kan no mechayiv lemelech shehiyanu mitzvah haba mizman mitzvah gam habibuteh. The shelo mizmanah b'shanim od yishlah en biyadom v'do biyad adam lekayimah. The mitzvah is not in the world. Lulav in the middle of the year is not existing. All of a sudden the time comes, and the Shehiyanu. The type of mitzvah. The mitzvah itself, since it can be done so tadir, so prevalent, so common, and a mitzvah mechudeshet, it's in kol adam. You can't call a mitzvah mechudeshet. Anyway, they say varot back and forth. La halakha maran achida in mechazik berachasim el chabed clearly holds the minhag is not to make the shehiyanu on the tefillin for the first time. As we know, like it's brought down in Damisk el Yo'ezer, he writes, Va'ani atzair. מימי לא ראיתי ולא שמעתי שברכו שחיינו על התפילין. וכן פסק בקו החיים פלאג'י, סימן יוד עוד חד, תפילין חדשים, אין לברך שחיינו. Again, it's going with the סברה of the תוספות. that since, bottom line, once you start doing it, you do it for the duration, you don't stop, so therefore does not warrant a shechayanu. And that seems as well the opinion of Maran in the laws of Tefillin Siman Chaf Bet.